7DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 94. South winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, lows of aloft around 60, cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, chance for scattered storms, daytime highs approaching 82. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 86.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Tractor and combine sales declined in April for the second month in a row, according to the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. U.S. total farm tractor sales fell 22.3% in April compared to last year, while U.S. combine sales for the month declined 5.6%. Total farm tractor sales now down 13.7% year-to-date, combines down 14.5%. Kurt Blades of AEM said supply chain remains the number one difficulty that their member manufacturers are facing, saying at the same time they're compared to a record number from 2021. While the numbers may look disappointing, he said, they do remain above the five-year average. Well, from 2007 to 2019, labor force participation rates decreased 2.6% for people aged 25 to 64 in rural U.S. and 0.7 percentage point for the same age group in urban areas. The labor participation rate is the percentage of population that is working or actively looking for work. USDA's Economic Research Service released data this week that shows the larger decrease in rural participation reflects a slower recovery in those areas after the Great Recession. That was from December 2007 through June of 2009. Labor force participation rates for people 25 to 64 decreased again from 2019 to 2020 due to COVID, but decreased less in rural areas than in urban counties. Rates declined the most from 2019 to 2020 for those aged 60 to 24 and fell the most in that age group in urban counties. In 21, labor force participation rates for each age group remain below pre-pandemic levels in rural and urban counties. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A southern Kansas man has been found guilty of second-degree murder in the 2018 death of his four-month-old daughter. Television station KAKE reports that 36-year-old Andrew Franklin of Hayesville pleaded no contest last month to the reduced charge and a single count of child abuse in the death of Brexley Grace Franklin. Police say the baby girl died on September 13, 2018, suffering from a skull fracture, retinal hemorrhages, and bruises to her jaw. A motorcycle rider was transported to an area hospital with serious injuries after a crash off K-10 Highway Wednesday afternoon in Johnson County, authorities said. The crash was reported at 2:48 p.m. Wednesday as a motorcycle that was headed west on K-10 was taking the exit ramp to northbound K-7 Highway. The rider lost control of the bike and laid it over. The rider, Robert E. Giesinger, 64, of Independence, Missouri, was transported to Overland Park Regional Medical Center with serious injuries. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
When it comes to choosing your next pre-owned vehicle, it's all about selection, selection, selection. Rusty at Ford has that covered. And our selection includes much more than just Fords. Are you looking for a Chevy? We've got 25 of them. How about a Toyota? Choose from 20 in our inventory. In all, you can select from nearly 250 quality pre-owned vehicles. Want a Jeep? We have a dozen available. Choose from Dodges, Rams, GMCs, Kias, Nissans, and more. Rusty Eck Ford has them all. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. We should be your first, but we'll definitely be your last stop for your next pre-owned vehicle. And at Rusty Eck Ford, you can get used car financing as low as 2.9% APR or buy with zero down. Choosing your next pre-owned vehicle comes down to one thing. Selection, selection, selection. Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers with approved credit for tax and fees not all qualified. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined with expired months. Inventory as of May 5th.
On Wednesday, the Garden City Police Department received a report of a possible criminal threat between students at Bernadine Sitz Intermediate Center. Officers learned that a 13-year-old student made statements that scared other students and made a specific threat towards one student. The Garden City Police Department will file an affidavit with the Finney County Attorney's Office requesting charges of criminal threat against the 13-year-old student. And law enforcement authorities are investigating a suspect following an incident at USD 480 in Liberal. Just before 1 p.m. Wednesday, police were notified that Liberal High School had been placed in lockdown, according to a media release. While investigating the incident, it was discovered that an 18-year-old man who had been expelled earlier this week for nonviolent reasons had arrived back to the school. The school conducted the lockdown as a precaution. The former student was located in the parking lot by a Liberal Police Department officer and given a trespass warning. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan.
Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Republicans are struggling to put the bruising campaign for governor behind them. The GOP held a rally Wednesday that was intended to highlight party unity, but instead showed division following the first major loss for a candidate endorsed by Donald Trump in this year's midterm elections. Fissures remained evident in the hours after the primary was called for Jim Pillen, a University of Nebraska regent backed by Governor Pete Ricketts. Charles Herbster, the Trump-backed candidate, appeared briefly at the event, but left without taking questions or endorsing Pillen. Scotts Bluff police responded to a domestic assault when officers arrived on the scene. 30-year-old DeAndre Regans was the person of interest of the incident. Court documents stated that when officers got to the scene, they notified Regans' ex-girlfriend crying and shaking. She also advised officers that they had begun to argue, and Regans said he would find out who she was with and kill them and her. Regans was arrested for third-degree domestic assault. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. 42% of Gage County voters turned out for Tuesday's primary election, boosted by contested races for governor on both tickets, as well as several other state races. On the Republican ticket, Adrian Smith won the congressional ballot, and Gage County went with Jim Pillen in a three-way race for governor. Charles Herbster finished just ahead of Brett Lindstrom. In a county contested ballot for Board of Supervisors, District 7, incumbent Terry Juergens held off a challenge from Randy Ferking, tallying 72% of the votes, 323 to 121. On the Democratic side, David Else was the favorite for Congress and Carol Blood for governor. Primary winners advanced to the November general election. Beatrice voters Tuesday passed an economic development question on the ballot, with 58% voting yes, 1,695 to 1,211. And Wymore voters chose Milton Pike for mayor, edging Colin Mainz by 7 votes, 133 to 126. That in a three-way race, with several write-ins as well. Pike is the apparent winner based on unofficial totals, receiving just over 45% of ballots. Robert Morgan wins a four-way race for Beatrice Mayer. Senior salutes airing this week and next with area high school graduations this weekend. Frankfort and Centralia commencement Saturday at 10:30 with 20 seniors at Frankfort, 26 at Centralia. In Axtell, 7 will graduate Saturday at 11. Diller Odell commencement is Saturday at 2 with 16 seniors. Valley Heights at 2 on Saturday will graduate 20. Southern High commencement Saturday is at 5 with 22 graduates. Hanover and Lynn ceremonies are Sunday at 1. Hanover has 14. Lynn has 12 seniors. Washington County will graduate 20 Sunday at 2. Finally, Marysville has graduation Sunday at 2:30 with 54 in this year's class. Marysville City Council met Monday and approved a number of street projects. Replacement of Frank Marshall Drive will include removal of existing surface, replacing storm drains, and concrete finish with an engineer's estimate of $200,000. Replacement of 18th Street from U.S. 36 to Carolina, north of the Casey store, would be concrete construction, estimated at $129,000. An intersection on Spring Street at 17th could be asphalt or concrete, with council consensus for concrete, with heavy trucks turning. The estimate is $120,000. Several locations were designated to continue curb and gutter work with around 1,000-foot total planned. All of these projects were approved, as well as approval given for design engineering at a cost of $21,000 for installing new manholes on Highway 36 and remodel of the bathrooms in the police station to be converted into a locker room for officers. Council approved an increase in the wage scale for lifeguards and staff at the Marysville City Pool. A manager has been hired. Hours for operation have not been finalized, as the city remains in need of additional lifeguards. Approval was given for $51,000 to refit a former sewer department truck into a dump truck for city use. Council moved to approve a planning and zoning recommendation that would change zoning on a property located south of U.S. 36, just west of Landall Company, from suburban residential to industrial. Landall plans to pave some of the property for completed trailer storage. Mayor Jason Barnes revisited the topic of improvements on 11th, 12th, and Keystone Roads in southeast Marysville. He mentioned the idea of developing a tax benefit district, but had no specifics how broad-ranging it might be. Cooperation with the county was again mentioned. Barnes asked if the council wanted legal counsel to explore options available. Intersections and feeder roads were also discussed, along with related infrastructure and the housing challenges facing the community. Area healthcare professionals are being recognized this week during National Skilled Nursing Week. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute breadbasket commodities Friday, May 13th. This month's box includes chicken leg quarters and fish fillets. This distribution is only for those Marshall County residents that qualify financially. If you're not already signed up, please bring along a copy of a proof of income Friday they can keep with your application. Distribution from the South Bus Bay at the Helvering Center Friday 9 to 11 for income-qualified Marshall County residents only. The Harvesters Community Food Network will distribute food in Axtell Friday, noon until 1 or until it's gone. Please arrive by noon to be guaranteed food. Follow signs to the parking lot at 6th and Elm.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and breezy today, and temperatures will stay warmer. South winds staying between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Today, we can expect to see highs in the lower 90s throughout Iowa, the lower 70s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska.
the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Kansas, and the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Missouri. Some showers and thunderstorms will be likely overnight tonight, and winds will stay breezy out of the south. With our lows in the upper 50s and mid 60s throughout Iowa, the lower 40s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the lower 40s and mid 60s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s throughout Missouri. More showers and thunderstorms possible throughout Friday, with our highs in the lower 80s throughout Iowa, the mid 70s and lower 80s throughout Nebraska, the upper 70s and mid 80s throughout Kansas, and the mid to upper 80s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-May 74, record high on this date 96, the average low 53 and the record low 30. Sunset this evening at 8:30, sunrise in the morning at 6:17.
Recycling might be part of your daily grind, but you can also make the daily grind part of your recycling. Details today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, May 12th, the 132nd day of the year. Actress Kim Fields, Baseball Hall of Famer Yogi Berra, and nursing pioneer Florence Nightingale were all born on this day. If you've been throwing coffee grounds in the trash, you're missing some great recycling opportunities. For starters, they make a great deodorizer. Dried grounds hung in old pantyhose will deodorize basements and closets. You can use them as fertilizer for acid-loving plants. Farming your own night crawlers? They'll thrive when you add coffee grounds to the soil. And to really use up the last drop, use coffee grounds to cover furniture scratches. Steep the grounds in hot water and apply with a Q-tip. And that is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more household tips online anytime at almanac.com.
When severe weather approaches, our listening area count on KNDY for severe storm coverage. Teaming our local resources with the weatherology meteorologists and the National Weather Service, we'll keep you ahead of a storm. Stay safe, stay informed. Tune KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDYRadio.com, and our free mobile apps, which you can download for either Android or Apple devices. Thanks to our severe weather sponsors.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
From the ground up, Midwest Products Hanover can assist with concrete drives, parking, walks, entries, foundations, and support walls. Quality people help produce quality products, and you can rely on their crews for a job done right. Concrete plants at Hanover, Washington, and Clay Center. Midwest Products also haul rock, sand, and gravel. They have a crane for rent and can assist with site preparation. Start your next job with a call for a quote today from Midwest Products at Hanover.
You work night and day to get the crop in. You worry about the weather. You worry about prices. You have repairs to deal with at the worst possible times. It's a lot of work and a lot of worry. But when it's all said and done, you wouldn't trade places with anyone. Making things grow is in your blood. It's in ours, too. We're a community ag bank.
Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
A salute to the seniors and the graduating class of 2022 from Axtell High School. From Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric, Hag Partners Cooperative, the State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, Barry Bussing Construction, and Axtell Trust Manufacturing. This year's class includes Aspen Bussing, Kennedy Dieters, Wyatt Dieters, Lily McClellan, Noah Scheibe, Ashley Scala, and Ian Scala. Commencement exercises Saturday at 11 at Axtell High School. Congratulations to the class from the Western National Bank, Little Joe's Service, Moonlight Restoration, Little Steps Dance Studio, and Blue Valley Technologies.
Eisenbarth Plumbing Shop applauds the Nemaha Central High School graduates for their accomplishments over the last 4 years. The life path of your choosing awaits your first step. Good luck, and may your road be paved with the stones of success. From Eisenbarth Plumbing Shop in Seneca, plumbing, heating, and air conditioning.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports local high school hero Bobby Witt Jr. hit a two-run double and had his first Major League 3-RBI game, and Whit Merrifield homered for the first time since last August as the Royals beat the Texas Rangers 8-2 in Arlington yesterday to snap a three-game losing streak. The Royals and Rangers play again tonight, first pitch set for 7.05 p.m. Wichita State sophomore Addison Barnard has been named the American Athletic Conference Player of the Year. It was announced yesterday afternoon. She is the second straight Shocker to earn Player of the Year honors after Sydney McKinney won the award last year. Wichita State placed 8 on the all-conference teams, tied for the most of any school with UCF. Barnard is the third Shocker to earn American Player of the Year honors, joining McKinney in 2021 and Mackenzie Wright in 2018. She also became a two-time first-team all-conference selection. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
New Help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text INTERNET to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
Wheat growers looking for high yields and disease tolerance are turning to the latest release from the AgriPro brand, AP Bigfoot. New for 2022, AP Bigfoot offers industry-leading yield potential with acid soil and drought tolerance, as well as very good tolerance to leaf and stripe rust. AP Bigfoot is also one of the top varieties in the AgriPro brand lineup for wheat streak mosaic virus tolerance. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates online at agriprowheat.com.
The Wichita Wind Surge defeated the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 4-3 Wednesday evening in Game 2 of their six-game road trip. The Wind Surge and Naturals meet again in Game 3 today, first pitch set for 7:05. Freshman Blake Saffel and Dominique Clemens posted career low rounds Wednesday, and the number 3 ranked Hutchinson Community College men's golf team pulled away from the field at the halfway point of the NJCAA Division I Men's Golf Championships at the Odessa Country Club in Odessa, Texas. The Blue Dragons were the only team to shoot under par in the second round, posting a 6-under round of 282 and lead the 2022 championship by 19 strokes with a 10-under par score of 566. Yesterday, Mammoth Sports said it will begin construction on multiple projects for K-State University Athletics starting in late summer in Manhattan. Mammoth noted that the project includes new turf for the football and baseball fields, as well as new work on the football practice facility. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
A send-off for the boys for the state tennis tournament is planned Thursday afternoon at 1 in the junior-senior high front steps. Parents and the public are welcome. Wishing Blake Spicer and Simeon Wassum best of luck as they compete in doubles. The annual Marysville High School Athletic Banquet was held Wednesday. KNDY Sports Booster Club scholarship winner was announced. Grace Schroller was selected by the Sports Booster Club members from among 14 nominees.
Honeyman Auto Sales and Service. Drive by or check inventory online at honeymanauto.com. You can even schedule a test drive online as well. With lots of choices, Honeyman works to make yours the best buying experience with customer service a top priority. Competitive pricing, knowledgeable staff, and superior customer service right here at home. With a full service shop and a selection of both cars and trucks in all price ranges, see Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Pony Express Highway, Marysville, today.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
If you're needing electrical, HVAC, or plumbing work, give S&S Service a call. They do it all, and no job is too big or too small, and they offer free estimates. S&S Service has the experience and know-how to get the job done and done right. And if you can't trust electrical work to a guy named Zach Sparks, who can you trust? That's S&S Service. Give them a call today, 268-0776.
Celebrate National Physical Fitness and Sports Month by getting outside and gardening. As a gardener, you know digging, pruning, and planting strengthens your muscles and improves flexibility. It also improves your mood and reduces stress. And now there is additional research that shows what we experience when we are viewing or in nature does make a difference in our health and well-being. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Scientists have been studying the link between green space and levels of depression, anxiety, and stress. They found a strong correlation between green space and illnesses in a community. The more green space, the lower the level of disease in a community. Consider joining a community garden. You'll not only enjoy the physical activity and produce, but the company other gardeners provide. Researchers found that social isolation and loneliness were more detrimental to your health than smoking 15 cigarettes a day. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Over the years, you've heard us feature some towns in the heartland of America that served as POW camps during World War II. Today, we head to North Central Iowa, where a group of folks keep alive the story of the prisoners, guards, and the farm families where many of those POWs worked. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
During World War II, thousands of POWs from Germany, Italy, and Japan were sent to the American heartland. One of those sites was Camp Algona, Iowa.
It was fairly typical, actually, of most of the camps around the country. The prisoners were treated according to the Geneva Convention, and as a result, they did a lot of farm work, which was very vital to keeping our economy going.
Jerry Yoakum helps share the story from the Camp Algona Museum here.
It would be 287 acres is the size of the camp, and it could house up to 3,000 at one time. From the beginning until the end, there were about 10,000 German prisoners that came through.
Other nationalities were housed here as well.
First prisoners were Italians. They cleaned up the construction site. They left to go to other places. Usually you didn't see Germans and Italians housed at the same time. Although they were allies, they were not comrades.
Algona was one of the major camps, with smaller camps, sometimes over 100 miles away, receiving prisoners from here.
The satellite camps were much smaller. The smallest one might be around 50. Fairmont was had about 500 prisoners, and it all depended on what their labor needs were.
The soldiers guarding those prisoners were often men able to serve in the military, but not fit for duty overseas. Hundreds of civilians also took jobs at the camp, which operated here from 1944 to 1946. The buildings were torn down and sold, and the site is now home to the National Guard Armory.
but the legacy of those prisoners and the families they worked with remains. That story next time as we travel the countryside. And now going to Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
Don't always avoid poisonous plants, especially when they're hungry. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Keep dangerous vegetation out of their reach, including toxic trees, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Horses don't listen if you tell them to stay away from poisonous plants. But if you have plenty of good quality forage in your pasture, they'll usually avoid them anyway. These aren't just plants on the ground. Horses have also been sickened while munching on certain trees. Carrie Williams is an equine extension specialist at Rutgers in New Jersey. She says the most common and most toxic tree for horses is the red maple.
Especially if, say, in a storm, a limb gets blown into the horse's pasture or the field, the leaves start to wilt, and the wilting process is actually what makes them toxic. But the other thing that makes them desirable to the horses is they also get loaded with sugar, so they are very sweet, and horses don't know not to eat them until it's too late.
Other maple species are also toxic, just not to the same degree as the red maple, but Williams advises keeping your horses away from all maples. Keep cherry trees at a good distance, too, especially the black cherry. Also avoid oak, black walnut, and black locust. Make sure these trees are several feet away from the fence line and take broken branches out of the pasture. Usually, eating the leaves is what makes a horse sick, but in the case of black walnut, the shavings are a problem, too.
If black walnut shavings gets into your horse's bedding and the horse stands on it, they're not even quite sure the mechanism, but only 20% black walnut in bedding can cause laminitis. So I always recommend if people are going to a sawmill to pick up their horse's bedding, they need to be 100% certain that there is no black walnut in there.
A horse that's eaten from a toxic tree may have digestive upset, depression, dizziness, and stumble around. Learn more about trees that can affect horse health at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you. I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
The bakers of Earth Grains Breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains Breads, baking our best for you.
How agriculture could play a huge role in reversing climate change, today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Connect your entire farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. The term below zero usually connotes something bad, except when it refers to carbon emissions. John Piotti is president and CEO of the American Farmland Trust.
Our research shows that U.S. agriculture could not only be carbon neutral, but could be a carbon sink. And we could be helping offset other economic sectors that potentially can never get there.
Piotti says AFT works in two areas. One is conservation easements done to protect farmland from development. The other area is regenerative agriculture. And Piotti says it consists of three interconnected issues.
One is the land itself. We feel very strongly that we need that land not only to grow food, but to provide a whole range of environmental services. The second are the practices that occur in that land. And then the third are the people, the farmers and ranchers who do the work. Because if they can't make a living, and if we can't attract the next generation of farmers onto the land, we're not going to have anyone to follow the best practices that we need.
You can learn more about the American Farmland Trust at farmland.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
KNDY.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Technology and data are quickly becoming a staple for profitable decision-making on farms, shaping how the next generation will manage their herds. With eyes on the future, Connect Summit brings together farmers and industry leaders who want to use data to drive their farms forward. And this year's Connect Summit is set to be held on June 15th through the 17th at the Gaylord Opryland Resort and Convention Center in Nashville, Tennessee. As Jordan Kraft-Lamper, the Vice President of Business Development with VOS, says attendees will be able to network and gain inspiration from leaders in data and innovation from seed to cheese.
Everybody is invited to attend. So all dairy producers who want to really imagine the future of their farms should be there. We'll be talking about how to do things that sounded impossible 5 years ago. And then we're going to talk about what seems impossible right now that's going to be possible 5 years from now at the next Connect Summit. So every producer is going to take home a vision of the future with concrete next steps on how to apply that future on their farms.
New Mexico dairy farmer and influencer Tara Vander Dussen says data plays an important role on her farm and will share her experiences on a producer panel at the event.
I'm really excited to talk with a number of professionals and experts from all across the supply chain, from, you know, a farmer like me on the farm, boots on the ground, to the people that are studying and researching and moving the needle forward for dairy sustainability. I'm excited to just have so many amazing dairy thought leaders in the same room, being able to talk about, you know, data-driven technologies, the future of dairy, the future of our markets. Data is giving us information to make management decisions. The faster that we have data and the information we need to make decisions, the better management decisions we can make.
They go on to explain to someone who has attended several Connect Summit events what is so special about the conference.
I love the conversations. I love connecting with people that are willing to challenge my perspective about how I see the industry and who are willing to hear me.
Find more information online at connectsummit.org.
When it comes to choosing your next pre-owned vehicle, it's all about selection, selection, selection. Rusty at Ford has that covered. And our selection includes much more than just Fords. Are you looking for a Chevy? We've got 25 of them. How about a Toyota? Choose from 20 in our inventory. In all, you can select from nearly 250 quality pre-owned vehicles. Want a Jeep? We have a dozen available. Choose from Dodges, Rams, GMCs, Kias, Nissans, and more. Rusty at Ford has them all. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. We should be your first, but we'll definitely be your last stop for your next pre-owned vehicle. And at Rusty Egg Ford, you can get used car financing as low as 2.9% APR or buy with zero down. Choosing your next pre-owned vehicle comes down to one thing. Selection, selection, selection. Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com. Offers with approved credit for taxes. These not all qualify. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined with expired money.
When you're working cattle, make it easier by getting everything you need at Valley Vet in Marysville. For vaccinating calves, Valley Vet's combination shots save time and stress on the calf. Valley Vet knows the importance of nutrition and cattle health. That's why they carry Cargill's Right Now Weatherized Performance Mineral at a low price. Put that mineral in a feeder with a fly killer cover and cut down on your pink eye problems. Let the staff at Valley Vet's retail store help prepare you for pasture season. Valley Vet in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. In the latest crop progress and condition report out from USDA, showed the planting progress in the Midwest slowest in some 9 years. 22% of the U.S. corn had been planted as of Sunday. The five-year average is 50%. 5% has emerged. The average for the last 5 years is 15%. 12% of soybeans have now been planted. Normally, we'd be at 24. 3% emerged. The average is 4. 29% of the U.S. winter wheat is in good to excellent shape, 2 points above a week ago. 33% of the nation's wheat crop has been headed. The usual rate is 40%. And the nation's cotton, and 42% of the nation's cotton has been planted. That is well within the five-year average. Bush Light and John Deere announcing a For the Farmers collaboration featuring limited edition beer cans supporting farm rescue. Available some areas now, but really May 16th through July 3rd, you can purchase 24 or 30 pack cases of the 12-ounce Busch Light with farming graphics that feature the John Deere logo and some of their equipment. Now, for each case sold during a limited run, Busch Light donating $1 to Farm Rescue, up to a maximum of $100,000 for John Deere matching Busch Light's donation. Farm Rescue is a nonprofit that provides critical material aid to family farms. Also, they're going to celebrate on May 21st. If you want to head up to Wisconsin, there'll be a cornfield cornhole free one-day fan experience in Big Bend, Wisconsin. At the cornfield cornhole, John Deere tractor and ground post slingshot will catapult hay bales wrapped in For the Farmer graphics across the cornfield to reach an oversized cornhole board. That is an Ag Business Update. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
When you live on a
a farm, the smell of fresh country air might be pleasant to you, but not so much for your neighbors. What to do about farmstead odors on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
I grew up down the road from a hog farm. When the wind was out of the south, my dad would say, "Smells like they're making money today." Farms with livestock stink. That's the reality of it. But there are things you can do to cut down on the manure odors wafting into your neighbors' noses. Doug Hamilton is an extension waste management specialist at Oklahoma State University. He says more than anything else, proper manure storage and general cleanliness will help keep the odors down.
So one thing I tell people is to clean those pits frequently, at least once a week, and also keep their buildings clean. In a sense, it would be not allowing the bacteria to grow. Like your slats and your hog building, if they're covered with manure, the smells are going to leave the building.
Trap and hold offensive smells with physical or chemical filters, properly operated lagoons, or even composting. Living in an area with strong breezes will often dilute the odors that blow from your barn before they reach the neighbors. Strategic plantings can also help.
If you could plant trees or something to make a little rougher area right before the wind gets to your buildings, that's going to help you a little bit. Cause some turbulence in the air and allows the smells to mix with the non-smelly air. That works most of the time. Of course, the wind doesn't always blow.
On calm nights and early mornings, farmstead odors are carried to low spots in the landscape because the odorants that cause the smell are heavier than air. Hopefully, your barns aren't uphill from the neighbors. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for controlling farmstead odors at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Thursday today. Market's wrapping up in just a little bit. Been pretty consistent on the board today. After the slow open to the day, the grain market kind of jumped up into the green and have been pretty steady up there right now as May corn is up 9 cents right now at 8.11 and a quarter. July corn in the green by 3 pennies at 7.91 and a half. Kansas City wheat market, they've definitely seen some big gains throughout the day today as May Casey wheat's up 45 and 3/4 cents right now at 12.32 even a bushel. July is up by 50 and 3/4 cents at 12.51 and a quarter. Soybean markets, and not quite as many gains here as May's up 11 and a half cents at 16.61 and 3/4. July in the green by a penny at 16.07 and 3/4. On the meal side, a little bit of red here for the day as May soybean meal's down $3.40 at 3.97.20. July down by 2.30 at 3.95 and a half. And the bean oil market, May soybean oil's down $1.45 at $88 even. July down by 55 cents at 82.92. Cotton market saw some near $3 to $4 gains earlier. They've slowed down a little bit, but still positive. As July cotton's up $1.21 right now at $144.81. Canola is down $9.50 at $11.42.80. And the oats market, a little bit of green here. July's up by 16 and a quarter at $6.19 and a half. Real quick, in your livestock market, things still mostly lower here on the board. We'll see how they close in a bit as June live cattle's down $1.07 at $132.5. The August down by $1.40 at $133.25. Feeder cattle mostly lower with May down 87 cents at $157.27. August is in the red by $3.22 at $166.77. And the lean hogs for June down $2.62 at 98.25. U.S. dollar index, a little bit of green here. They're seeing some big numbers as June index is up 98 cents, almost a dollar, at 104.85. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. New help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
Hey, summer is just around the corner, and the cows are looking a little gassed. Head on over to Kaufman Seeds. Stock up on some high-quality sedan grass seed and forage products. Whether you want conventional, DMR, or Bertitics, we've got you covered. Get it planted, keep the old cows happy for the summer, and on into winter. Call Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836 for all your summer 4-H seed.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Thank you. seasons of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.